Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today's episode is all about tapping into a superpower most of us haven't even realized we possess. Stoic humility. Now, I know what you're thinking. Humility, isn't that just being down in the dumps? Hold on, let me explain. This isn't about shrinking ourselves or playing small. It's about recognizing our place in the grand scheme of things and using that understanding to fuel our growth and happiness. Ever felt like you were climbing this mountain solo, trying to prove yourself at every turn? Stoic humility throws a whole new perspective on that climb. Think of it like this. Imagine you're hiking through a stunning forest. The towering trees are symbols of wisdom and experience accumulated over centuries. You're just one small step in that journey, soaking up the beauty and learning from the giants around you. That stoic humility acknowledging our own limitations while embracing the vastness of knowledge and life itself. So, what can we actually do with this? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to level up your humility game. 1. Ditch the need for constant validation. You know that feeling when you're craving approval from others like it's oxygen? That constant need for validation can be a real energy drain. Stoic humility teaches us to find value within ourselves, regardless of external opinions. Think about it: would a truly strong oak tree care if someone deemed its branches too gnarled? Nope. It simply grows, embracing its unique beauty. You do the same. Find your inner strength and let go of that constant seeking. 2. Become a master listener. Ever been in a conversation where you're just waiting for your turn to speak? That's not humility, it's self-centeredness. Stoic humility encourages us to truly listen and learn from others. When someone is sharing their story, give them your undivided attention. Ask questions, show genuine interest, and let their words guide you. You'll be amazed at the wisdom you gain by simply being present. 3. Practice gratitude. I'm not talking about a fleeting thank you, I mean truly appreciating what you have in life. Every day, take a moment to acknowledge the good things, big and small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a warm sunbeam, or a supportive friend. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already possess, fostering a sense of contentment and humility. 4. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. We all mess up, it's part of the human experience. Instead of dwelling on mistakes, stoic humility encourages us to view them as valuable lessons. Analyze what went wrong, learn from it, and move forward with grace. Remember, even the greatest philosophers stumbled along the way. 5. Give back selflessly. Think about your favorite charities or causes. Volunteering or donating your time can be incredibly fulfilling, reminding you that there's more to life than personal gain. Stoic humility reminds us that true happiness comes from serving others and making a positive impact on the world. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, researched thoroughly, and practiced until your fingers are numb. But as you stand before the crowd, nerves start creeping in. You feel that familiar urge to prove yourself, to impress everyone with your knowledge. That's where stoic humility comes into play. Instead of letting ego take over, remember this. Your goal isn't just to deliver a flawless presentation, it's to share valuable information and contribute to the conversation. Focus on connecting with your audience, listening to their questions, and offering genuine insights. See, when you approach situations with humility, you release the pressure of proving yourself. You become more open to learning, connecting, and growing. That's true strength, the kind that radiates confidence without arrogance. So remember, embrace this journey of stoic humility. It's not about putting yourself down, it's about leveling up your inner game and finding a sense of peace and purpose in the grand tapestry of life. Now go out there and make a difference with grace, with openness, and with a whole lot of humility. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of stoic wisdom. Leave us a review and let me know what you learned in the comments below. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep those spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.